今天的经文取自哥林多前书第十二章第一到第七节。
Scripture reading today is the First Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 7.
刚才你们听了华文版的，我们现在来听英文版的。
We read in English. First Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 7. Now, about the things relating to the Spirit's work, my brothers and sisters, I don't want you to remain ignorant. You know that when you were still pagans, you were let off.Carried away again and again after speechless idols. So I want to make it clear to you that nobody who is speaking by God's Spirit ever says, Jesus be cursed. And nobody can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different types of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different types of service, but the same Lord. And there are different types of activities, but it is the same God who operates all of them in everyone.Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
我把今天的主题定为要明白圣灵的事。
The theme of this morning's sermon is to know the Spirit's work.
这里第一节说论到属灵的恩赐，不过不同的翻译就有不同的版本。
And so the first verse is relating to the Spirit's work.
所以其实呢，第一个这个词并不是恩赐。它可以是指属灵的人，也可以指属灵的东西、属灵的事情。
So the word may not be spiritual gifts per se, but it could be a spiritual person or a spiritual activity.
不过我觉得更好的翻译可能就是说是圣灵的事情。
Or more properly, is the work of the Spirit.
这些事情你们一定要知道。
And these matters, these Spirit's matters, you need to know.
为什么一定要知道呢？
Why do you need to know?
因为你们拜偶像。或者是你们在任何其他的场所的事情，跟在教会里面圣灵的事情，这两者是不一样的事情。
Because whatever things you see or do in other backgrounds, other religious, pagan worship, and what you do in the church, there is a distinctive difference.
在这里是不同的，你们一定要知道。
It is different when you do it in church, and you need to know this.
保罗说：“你们在。”做外邦人的时候，就是说你们在拜其他偶像的时候呢，你们做的事情是被牵引、被迷惑，好像就是去服侍这些偶像这样子。
Paul says that whatever you were doing when you were still pagans, you were doing it again and again after speechless idols.
我在想，用有什么很好的来比喻这样的一种情形呢
？What can I use to illustrate this?
我就想到我在看一个喜剧的时候
，I watch a comedy，
然后呢就有这个一群人，他们有一群男生，他们住在一个房间
，and there were a group of males who were living together，
然后呢就有一个美女呢搬进来
，and then a beautiful girl moved in，
哦，所以呢是从这个美女搬进来呢，这个美女叫他们做什么呢，他们就做什么
，after this beautiful girl came in， whatever she asked them to do， they will follow，
哎，来帮我搬家。
Help me to move this.
帮我来装我的电缆。
Hey, did this my Wi-Fi for me?
然后呢，帮我载我去某某地方。
Fetch me here and fetch me there.
这里就是说，当你拜偶像的时候呢，因为你自己的私欲、你自己的想法，所以呢，你就偶像叫你做什么，你就跟着做什么。
So here it says, and when you're idol worshiping, then whatever your idol asks you to do or instruct you to do, you will do so.
可是我们所敬拜的神，所敬拜的圣灵是这样子的吗
？But what about the God that we worship? What about the Spirit that calls us?
所以今天我们一定要明白不同在哪里。
So today it is very important for us to know what is the difference.
保罗说：“我一定要你们明白。”
Paul says, "I want you to know."
当我们在看一件事情发生，看到说：“哦，有好的事情在发生的时候。”
When we see something happening, something that's good that's happened,
一般上我们有两种反应。
Most likely we have two types of responses.
一嘛，我们就说：“哎，那个事情做得真好。”
Other we say, "Wow, that's really a good thing that was done."
好像刚才我们看了，哇，有表演，有跳舞，有唱诗，哇，这事情做得真好。
Like what we've observed in the worship, we say, "Wow, this is a beautiful thing."
第二种反应呢，我们可以说：“哎，那个人表演的真好。”我们把注意力可能就放在那个表演者。
A second response could be we put the focus on the person and we say, oh, that person did well.
所以可能你们等一下过后的时候，你们可能就会反应说，哎，刚才的表演真好。
And so you could respond and say, wow, the performance was very well done just now.
或者你认识是那个人，你就说，哎，你做得真好。
Or you knew someone and say, hey, you did very well just now.
可是今天呢，我们一定要有第三种反应。
But it's important that today we must have a third type of response.
而且是最重要的一个观点。
And the most important perspective.
那就是圣灵真好。
And that is that the Spirit is really good.
因为圣灵在我们当中运行。
Because the Spirit works amongst us.
圣灵让我们看到神要我们的教会成长，要我们的教会不同。
It is the Spirit who wants us to see our church growing and the difference in our church.
所以除了表演好，表演者好，我们要说圣灵真好。
So apart from saying that the performance was good or the performer was good, we have to say God or the Spirit is good.
当我们愿意这样子看事情的时候，
and when we are willing to see things from this perspective,
整个教会在你眼里就不一样了。
The church will be different from your perspective.
因为你不是在看东西，不是在看人，而是在看到神在我们当中做工。
You're not just looking at things or looking at people, but you're looking at what God is doing in our midst.
教会的每一样事情，我们怎么看人，我们怎么看自己，都会不一样。
So how you look at things in the church, how you look at people in the church will be transformed.
圣灵在我们当中工作，这个是怎么样来形容呢？
How can I describe how the Spirit works in us?
今天我会把关注点就专注在这一句话。
And today I will put the emphasis on just this verse.
圣灵显在个人身上，叫人得益处。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
首先我们要来讲，什么叫做叫人有益处呢？
First I need to say, what does it mean for the common good?
保罗说，我们敬拜，你现在来敬拜的是耶稣基督，你就跟以前拜偶像、拜什么神都不同了。
Paul says, you now come here to worship Jesus Christ. It will be different from how you worship when you were doing pagan practices.
因为你在以前的时候，你是因为你自己的私欲，你因为有求于那个神明，你去找他。
Because in the past, you had your own desires, and you seek after these gods because of some needs you have.
所以那不管那个神明叫你做什么，你就跟着他做什么。
So no matter what these gods ask you to do, you will follow.
可能你会说，哎，我敬拜主也是一样嘛，我来这边你们也是教会叫我做什么我就做什么，有什么不同？
Maybe you scratch your head and say, isn't it the same? I come to church and whatever you ask me to do, I also do it.
我告诉你不同在哪里。
Tell you the difference.
不同的就是你的主是耶稣基督，因为是耶稣所以不同了。
The difference is that your Lord, the one you worship, is Jesus Christ, and that's the main difference.
因为耶稣的关心点就是教会。
Because Jesus emphasis or Jesus' focus is the church.
所以保罗说，如果是圣灵的事，
so Paul says, when it is matters belonging to the Spirit,
有一句话你是一定要讲的，有一句话你是绝对讲不出来的。
There's one verse that you will definitely say, and there's one phrase that you will never be able to say.
他说，如果是圣灵的事，你一定会说耶稣是主。
When it is matters concerning the Spirit, you will say Jesus is Lord.
如果你说是圣灵的事呢，你一定讲不出来的就是耶稣是可咒诅的。
If it is the Spirit's word, you will not be able to say Jesus be cursed.
可是你会告诉我这两句话讲而已吗？为什么讲不出来？
You say, yeah, just saying only what, what's the difference? Why is it so difficult?
所以不是讲不讲的问题，是你的行动反映出来，反映的出来，反映不出来的问题。
It's not about your utterance, no? It's about your actions, whether they manifest what you say.
所以当你说耶稣是主的时候，
When you say Jesus is Lord,
就是表示耶稣的决定，耶稣要做的事情才是你最重要的事。
It means that whatever is most important to Jesus and what he wants to do is most important to you as well.
我们愿意放下自己，
we are willing to let go of ourselves,
放弃我们的私欲，
let go of our own desire,
我们愿意为耶稣的 他要达到的建立教会的目的我们来努力。
And it will be hard, we will work hard towards Jesus' will and which is to grow the church.
我在你的行为看得到，我就知道你是不是在心里 你说耶稣是主，还是你讲别的话。
If I can see it in your behavior, then I will know whether you are really meaning Jesus is Lord.
我就知道圣灵是不是在你身上动工。
I will know whether the Spirit is working in you.
如果圣灵在你身上都动工的话，你讲不出这句话就是耶稣是可咒诅的。
If the Spirit is working in you, you will not be able to say things like Jesus be cursed.
什么叫做这句话耶稣可咒诅？
What does this mean? Jesus is cursed.
有两种可以解释。
There could be two ways to interpret this.
第一个就是 botop.
One is that you botop.
没有英文翻译。
Yeah, you had care about Jesus.
就是不管了， 你不管就是表示耶稣可咒诅嘛，我不管，你不是我的主，我要怎样就讲，关你什么事？
I don't really care about Jesus, so whatever you say, even if you say curse be Jesus, I don't really care.
耶稣可以感动你，圣灵可以感动你，摩擦就是摩擦。
So what if the Spirit can move you or Jesus can move you? I don't really care.
另外一种解释呢，是以在古代近东呢，他们用神灵来诅咒其他的人。
The other way of interpreting is that in the past, people use their deities or the gods to curse others.
所以为什么你拜神？因为我要我的神明去攻击其他的人。
Why are you worshiping this god? Or because I want my god to curse or to attack the other my enemy?
所以保罗是说，如果你真的是关于属灵的事情，你就不会去攻击其他人，就是这个意思。
Paul says, if this is really matters belonging to the spirit, you will not attack others.
所以属灵的事情，就是耶稣是主的事情。
Matters of the Spirit means Jesus is Lord.
而耶稣最大的心意呢，就是要建立教会。
And the biggest agenda of Jesus is to build the church.
那些有圣灵在他们当中运行的，你怎么知道这个事情是恩赐来的？你怎么知道这个事情是圣灵要做的事情？
So if you have the Spirit in you, how would you know whether these are matters of the Spirit?
你就看对教会有没有帮助。
Then you will see whether these things benefit the church.
如果不是的话呢，那就是这个人为自己做而已。
Then if it does not benefit the church, then this person is doing it for his own agenda.
所以这样这个事情要怎么样影响我们的生命呢？
How would this impact our lives?
我们以前看事情的时候呢，我们异教徒看事情的时候呢，就是这个东西啊，是不是超自然？
In the past, when we were pagan worshippers, we would look at things and say, "Is that supernatural?"
Oh, wow, 这样特别啊！哇，这个东西啊，一定是灵的事情。
And then we say, "Wow, this thing is so supernatural. It must belong to God."
可是教会就不一样。
But it is different in the church.
在教会里面，我们怎么断定一个这个事情是不是圣灵的事情
？In the church, how do I differentiate whether some things belong to the Spirit?
不是看它特别不特别，有什么超自然，不是。
It's not about whether the thing is very special or very supernatural or not.
我们就单看这个事情是不是造福每一个人。
But to see whether this thing is for the common good of people.
造福大家，使人有益得益处，这个就是圣灵的事情。
Something that works to the benefit of everyone, then that thing belongs to the Spirit.
第二点我们要看到的呢，是这个是圣灵的彰显。
The second thing we look at the manifestation of the Spirit.
为什么我要到集中这个事情说告诉你这个是圣灵的事情？因为在教会里面我们会看到很多很多的东西。
We will see many many things in the church.
单单今天早上你看到了什么？
So this morning what do you see going on?
从你走进来，驾车进来就已经看到。
When you drove in here, you come out here, you already see some things.
你看到有人在那边负责 car park.
You saw people doing car park warden.
你看到有人在那边驾 club car 给你走上来。
People fetching you up and down in the club car.
走上来的时候，你就看到有人在二头那边有人祷告，有人彼此交谈。
At level two, there are people praying, there are people talking, is interacting.
吃早餐也是彼此关怀。
And people will having breakfast together to care for each other.
走到旁边，你看到厨房。
And you came to the kitchen.
走上来的时候，有人接待你。
And when you come out here, there were people to welcome you.
走到后面的时候，有 PA 在那边已经开始在操练。
And at the back, you saw that the PA people were already ready. And
前面有儿童，有青少年，还有诗班练习，都在那边准备今天的崇拜。
Children, the youth, the adults, the choir were preparing for the worship.
在一个教会里面，就是有零零总总很多不同的侍奉在发生。
And so in the church, there are so many things and so many displays of acts of service and going on.
有时候你会很奇怪，你说不可能啊，不会吧？这些都是圣灵？你跟我讲，这样不同的东西都是圣灵吗
？And so you say, how can it be? Are all these things belonging to the Spirit?
我就是要告诉你，都是。
And I'm saying, yes, they are.
因为我们的神就是这样子，三一神。
Because our God is this triune or Trinity God.
我们有圣天父，他是创造万有，可是又是带来公义审判。
We have God, the Father, who is the creator of heaven, but at the same time also righteous and holy judge.
我们有耶稣基督愿意谦卑爱罪人。
God as Jesus the Son, who is humble and meek and lover of sinners.
我们有圣灵，他是可以改变这个世界，改造这个世界，可是又能改造我们每一个人的心灵。
God as a Holy Spirit, who can transform the whole world, but yet also transform us as individuals.
我们的所信的这三一神就是这么样的多元化。
And so our triune God is so multifaceted.
所以他彰显出来的时候，在我们教会里面就会是这样子， 形形色色的。
So when God is manifested in our midst, it will be likewise so diverse.
所以我们看的时候就要看到，不管是怎样，是各样爱心的工作呢，都是圣灵在工作。我们今天看就要有这样的认知。
And so whatever you see, as long as they are acts of love, and you see in that way, you say that these are acts of the Spirit.
我们可能可是属于不同 的事工，可能你是侍奉，可能你是敬拜，可能你是儿童，零零总总。
We may belong to different ministries, whether service ministry or children ministry and so on.
可能我们觉得在我们眼里可能有不同，哇，上台的好像很了不起，洗厕所的好像就没有这没有这样特别，可能我们有以前有这样的想法。
Perhaps in the past we have this wrong thinking. We say, oh, those worshiping the on stage are good, and those doing the background work is less glamorous.
哥林多教会的信徒也是这样想的。
The Corinthians also thought that way.
哦，我能够有讲先知这个方言呐、啊，还是我能够讲预言，哇，就表示我比较特别，你们其他的输掉了。
He said, "Wow, those who can speak in tongues or have charismatic gifts, we are better than those who are the lay person."
可是今天我们要看到，这些都是同属一个圣灵。
But this morning, we have to see that all of these belong to one Spirit.
都是圣灵在彰显。
It is all the manifestation of one Spirit.
我们看到任何人，他是做为其他人好，为教会好的。我们要说感谢圣灵。
So whoever you see some act doing for the good of one person or for the common good, you have to say thanks be to God.
我觉得有一个事工特别的能够彰显所有的这种零零总总的事情。
There's one ministry that can manifest this.
就是这个青少年事工。
Let me highlight this youth ministry.
当然有我们的侍奉有很多，我就今天单讲青少年事工。
Well, there are many types of ministry, but just let me highlight the youth ministry today.
你知道我们的人的脑有两次会快速发展的期限啊。
Do you know that our brain will have two times when they suddenly explode in development?
一个呢是六七岁以前，从婴孩到六七岁这样子。
One is from birth to about age 6 to 7.
另外一个，你的脑在扩张的时候呢，再次啊很多那个联系的时候呢，就是你青少年的时候。
The second time when the second period when your brain develops very rapidly is during your youth.
所以在这个青少年在他们脑快速扩张的时候呢，他们真的是要在这个短期限内的时候呢，真的是吸取各样各样的知识，然后也要找到自己啦，他们会很关注自己的。
And so during this rapid brain development of the time, they will be absorbing a lot of things, a lot of information. At the same time, they're also trying to find out who they are, their identity.
所以有时候我们想青少年有时候懒得会懒得理你。
Sometimes you say, the youth don't really bother to talk to me.
这个很自然嘛，他们自己都搞不定了，他们还来踩你吗？
It is quite natural because they can't even solve things on themselves. How can they, you know, entertain you?
所以在青少年事工里面呢，我们真的是需要各式各样不同的人。
And so in the youth ministry, we do really need all kinds of people.
我们需要跟他们一起踢足球的人。
People who can kick football with them.
需要跟他一起喝咖啡的。
People who can drink coffee with them.
一起听音乐的。
Who can listen to music with them.
一起看圣经的。
Who can read the Bible with them.
他哭的时候，你跟他一起祷告的。
And then when they cry, you have to pray with them.
他笑的时候，你跟他一起看电影的。
And then when they are laughing, you have to watch movie with them.
我们在这个事工里面，形形色色的人都需要。
So in this ministry, we need all kinds of people.
可是他们在做各样的事情的时候，我们要知道，这都是在圣灵的彰显。
But when they're doing all these kind of activities, I must say they are manifesting the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里呢，只是讲青少年，可是其实各个事工呢都是这样的。
Here I use ministry as example, but it applies to all the ministries.
第三呢，我要强调的呢是这个圣灵的事情呢，是在个人都有。
And the third point I want to emphasize is to each one is given.
保罗在第八节到第十一节呢，这里说，这人蒙圣灵赐给他智慧言语，这人蒙圣灵赐给他知识的言语。
Verse 8 to 11, Paul says, one person is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit, another a word of knowledge by the same Spirit.
有人蒙这个圣灵赐给他信心，一个人蒙这圣灵赐给他医病的恩赐。
And another faith through the same Spirit, another gives us healing by the one Spirit.
有一人能够行异能，一个人能行做先知，一个人能讲辨识诸灵，一个人能够说方言，一个能够翻译方言。
Another person the working of the mighty deeds, another person prophecy, another person the ability to distinguish spirits, and another person various kind of languages, and another person the interpretation of languages.
十一节说，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行 随即一分给个人的。
He said, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given all for the common good.
在这里最重要的这个词呢，就是又一人，又一人，又一人，又一人。
So the most important word here is to another person, another person, another person.
保罗在这边写的很显然的，不是要把所有的恩赐、所有的事工、所有的事情都写出来，不可能。
First Paul is not writing, trying to list out the exhaustive list of all the spiritual gifts.
可是在这里告诉你，就是又一人，又一人，又一人，又一人，又一人，每个人都有。
But I keep saying this, another, another, another means everyone has it.
同样的圣灵在每一个人身上。又一人，又一人，又一人，又一人。
The same spirit on one person and another person, another person, another person.
我很高兴，就是说这样的事情，就是告诉我们，这个是圣灵要做的事情，不是给我们彼此嫉妒、彼此来对比、彼此来模仿的，都不是。
Then we realize that no, this is an act of God. It is not for us to have jealousy or competition.
我特别感谢的是，在我们禧年堂这里，每一个讲道的人风格都不一样，很好。
Gratefully that in Jubilee Church, those who preach have very different style.
伟康有伟康的，国成有国成的，长安牧师有长安牧师的，我有我的。
So every minister, every reverend has their own different style.
又一人，又一人，又一人，又一人，太好了。
Another one, another one, another one, another one. That's really great.
都是圣灵的彰显。
Oh, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们其实圣灵在我们每一个在座的每一个，从孩童到最年长的九十多岁的，一百多岁的。又一人又一人都能够彰显圣灵。
Whether you are a child or someone you are in your 90 over years old, everyone, everyone, everyone can manifest the Spirit.
都能够借着圣灵，在我们这里呢，把这个地方燃烧起来。
And through the Spirit to spur and to ignite this place.
这些都是圣灵的工作，叫我们能够明白说，在基督里我们是一体的。
And it is the word of the Spirit that tells us that we are in the Spirit, we are in one body.
去年我们做了一个调查。
Last year we did one survey.
就是叫我们自己答，不是我们观察，你自己答。你在教会里面，你是零服侍，服侍一样，还是服侍超过一样？
Last year we did a survey and asked how often do you serve in the church? Is it zero, one, or more than once?
这里说超过一样的，我们有28%。
Says 20% says I've served at more than one area.
我相信这个28%是做到北大喊的。
This 20% maybe burn out.
我们有40%说哦，我至少有一样。
40% says at least I serve in one area.
可是有40%说我连一样都没有。
But there's another 40% that I never serve in anything.
弟兄姐妹，我问一个问题：这个40%有圣灵吗
？So, brother and sister, ask a question. This 40%, do they have the Spirit?
但是有，当然有。
Of course, they have the Spirit.
可是呢，我们看到至少有40%，其实还是可以在我们教会里面呢彰显圣灵。
But at least this 40% can contribute or can manifest the spirit.
就好像你有两只手打篮球，可是你在上球场上的时候，你只用一只手打。
It's like you have two hands in a basketball game, but you only use one hand.
你去踢足球的时候，你有两只脚，可是你只用一只脚来踢。
In a soccer game, you have two legs, but you only use one leg to kick.
这不是你的能力吗？这两只都是你的手吗？不是吗
？And this your ability? You have both hands.
我们教会能够做的事情，很容易就可以倍增。
倍什么？
Double.
Oh, things that we do in the church, we can actually multiply it, double it.
我们只发挥一半的力量而已。
We only use 50% of our strength.
你要想象禧年堂倍增的力量是什么吗
？Can you imagine the multiplication of the strengths of Jubilee?
想象不到吧
？In unimaginable.
可是我们要想
But we still have to imagine.
还有另外一个，它是分年龄层的。
Then there was another survey by age group.
可能你以为说，哎，我告诉你啊，因为58%的人很老了，所以他们不能够啊。放屁，不是。
You may say, "Aiyah, that's 50%. They maybe they're very old. You know, that's why they didn't serve."
我们年龄越大的服事越强，蓝色的就是 没有服侍的人。
And the survey shows different. You see, those who are above 65, they actually serve more, the blue areas.
我们只发挥一半的力量。
We only manifested half of our strength.
弟兄姐妹，禧年堂我们要不再一样。
So, brothers and sisters, we will be different in Jubilee.
因为今天我们已经意识到一个很重要的事情，保罗说我们一定要知道的事情。
Because we know something that Paul says you must not be ignorant of.
因为我们每一个人呢，都能够彰显圣灵的力量。
Yes, every one of us here can manifest the Spirit.
为这个群体，我们能够贡献，使我们个人都得着益处。
For the sake of this community, everyone of us can contribute for the common good.
因为当我们接受基督的时候，我们就已经领受了圣灵。
Because when we receive Christ, we have already received the Spirit.
领受了圣灵呢，圣灵就会感动你，在这个地方呢，一定有人你可以服侍的。
When you have received the Spirit, then the Spirit will tell you there's somebody here that you definitely can serve.
当我们看到过去的事情的时候，我们看到历史的时候，我们可能看到的是，哇，这个事情很了不起啊，这个人很了不起。
When we look at the past, we look at the history, we might say, wow, that person is so wonderful.
可是今天我要说的是，我们要看到的是，神真了不起。
But today we need to see, wow, God is so marvelous.
神可以在我们这个群体当中，每一个人都能够做得出事情来。
God can work in each one of us here to do something different.
让我们看到禧年堂的力量倍增吧。
Let's see, let's witness the strength of Jubilee being multiplied.
我们来祷告。
Let us all pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你爱教会，你会使这个教会的力量倍增。我们恳求主你感动我们每一个人的心，叫我们的心里不是说耶稣基督受咒诅，我们的心里是说，不啊，神，耶稣是主。我们愿意聆听圣灵的话，我们愿意爱教会、爱人，这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。